Hello, I am David Jeremiah. Thank you for joining me for this very special presentation of Forward. Today, we're going to talk about tomorrow and the tomorrow after that. When we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, the future unfolds for us at the speed of grace. God has something special planned for you, so no matter where you find yourself today, your life is far from finished. In fact, it's just beginning. That was the Apostle Paul's attitude when he declared, "I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize which God through Christ is calling me." That's always been my approach to life, and I want it to be yours as well. The Forward message is for young people who desperately need to know who to trust as they discover God's will for their life. It's for young parents and professionals who are stunned by the pressures of life. It's for those in midlife who need a fresh start. And it's for those of us who are older, because sometimes we forget our richest moments with God are ahead of us. The Forward message is for anyone experiencing a transition in life, from someone who is unemployed and starting over to someone who is retiring from the workforce. It's for the person who's afraid to try something new. It's for the person who is hesitant to dream big and finish strong in life. And it's for someone who is ready to step out in faith. Today, I want to give you a glimpse of the message God put on my heart. I've written a book on moving forward in life, and it is also the basis of my teaching series on Turning Point Television and Radio this fall. In the next few moments, I will be joined by three very special guests who are here to take part in our Forward discussion: Sheila Walsh, Levi Lesko, and Anthony Evans. So are you ready? Let's talk about how you can discover God's presence and your purpose in your tomorrow. It's time to move forward.
It's time we rise above our circumstances, conquer our fears, face the future with faith, prevail over the past, aspire to accomplish greater things, reclaim our birthright, proclaim His power, and claim God's promises. God has more for us. It's not time to stop. It's time to move forward.
If you want to rise from your rut, conquer your circumstances, face the future with fearlessness, define your dreams, muster up motivation, prevail over your past, aspire to accomplish more, do greater things, or simply live out your life as the best version God intended, then Forward is for you. Recently, I sat down with a very good friend of mine, Sheila Walsh, and we discussed how to move forward to discover the purpose and presence of God in tomorrow. Sheila's a respected author, Bible teacher, and television host, and she's also my friend. Here is part of our conversation.
I cannot think of a more timely message. Tell us about your new project, Forward.
You know, Forward is not a place where you are, it's a direction you go. And everybody needs to move forward.
Why do you think people are concentrate more on the rear view mirror than the windshield in front of them?
That's a really good illustration, isn't it? The windshield's huge, the rear view mirror is small, and yet some people choose to live in their rear view mirror.
I think a lot of people feel like they get stuck in the past. And I was wondering, how do you find that right balance between balancing the past, the present, and the future?
Well, you know, that's kind of built around maybe the theme verse for the whole book, where Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And what Paul wasn't saying is, do away with my past. But what he was saying is, I'm not going to let the past control my present or my future. And when you stop and think about it, Paul had some awful things to forget. You know, he was the great persecutor of the church. He killed some people because of their faith. I know he imprisoned a lot of them. I know a lot of people that have bad things in their past and they can't get beyond it.
Yeah.
But Paul also had some good things. He was the Pharisee of Pharisees. His pedigree, which is in the Bible twice, is like none you'd ever read in your life. He was so well qualified, and he had so much going for him. And Paul said, neither my failures nor my successes control my life. I don't let those things control me. I have a goal for the future, and that's what drives me forward.
What did you mean when you wrote, make the one thing the main thing?
It's not easy to come up with one thing.
Yeah.
But when you realize what it is that God wants you to do, when you figure that out, then you spend the rest of your life trying to make sure that it keeps its place as your priority. And it is attacked every single day.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that sometimes we don't see that that one thing for that time is the greatest ministry
Absolutely.
You could possibly have.
Yes. You know, if you have one thing and it's the wrong thing, it's really not a good picture. And a lot of people, they get off track. That's not God's will.
Yeah.
We know that for sure.
Now, here's a question I never thought in my whole life I would ever ask you. What is the carrot principle?
Well, the carrot principle is really interesting because I have a friend who used to be the number one carrot farmer in the world.
Oh, gosh.
He had a carrot farm up in Bakersfield, California. And at one time, they were growing and producing 38% of the carrots eaten in America.
Wow.
So one day I went up there to see this place and walk through it. And at the end of it, my friend took me in a room, and there was a big whiteboard there. And he went up and he drew a carrot on the whiteboard. He said, Jeremiah, he said, let me show you what I do with this carrot. And he began to draw a little line out from the carrot saying, I make carrot juice. I make those little carrots. There were 24 products that he got from the carrot. And I remember asking him, how much of the carrot do you end up wasting? He said, well, it's my purpose, none of it. I was so impressed with that. And I came home and we were having a staff meeting and I went to my whiteboard and I drew a Bible. I said, this is my carrot.
Yeah.
We study it, we print it, we reproduce it, we teach it, we televise it, we put it on social media. Mm-hmm. And we came up with more than 24 things that come from our carrot. That's what it means to get your one thing and let that one thing dominate your life and what you do.
But there's great intentionality in that. I think that's what I loved about that chapter. It's not a casual thing. It's finding out what the thing is and then paying careful attention to every detail and how that could be multiplied. I found that chapter personally so helpful.
I only have invented one word in my life.
You invented a word?
I invented a word.
Wow.
I don't think it existed. It may not exist now, but it's my word. You know, when you do something that's important in the order in which you do it, you call it a priority.
Yes.
When you don't do something in the order that you don't do it, it's a posteriority. And I have a list of posteriorities, and those are the things I don't do in the order that I don't do them. Because if you don't have one of those, you just get overwhelmed with life.
We don't always think about, as believers, of taking a risk. We think of that maybe as, you know, dangerous, careless behavior. But in your experience as a pastor, why is that so important to be able to move out of a safe place or place of risk?
Well, I suppose, to be honest, Sheila, risk is just another more secular term for faith.
Yeah.
Living in the unknown beyond where you can see. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to risk as a believer, if you're not willing to walk by faith, you can't go forward.
Yeah.
You're always going to be waiting for the next place where you feel secure, and you will never go beyond your security blanket. And that's where a lot of Christians are.
One of the questions I get asked often is it possible to know God's will and plan for your life?
I actually do believe that it is. I believe you can know what God wants you to do. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a passivity that fills the hearts of a lot of people because they think, well, if this is what God wants me to do, he's going to do it and I'll just be a participant. I actually hear people teach that.
Wow.
God has promised to do his part, but that doesn't mean we don't have a part to play too. Maybe that's at the heart of where some people get lost because they think ambition is not something that has a Christian value. You know, selfish ambition is wrong, but godly ambition is right. God expects us to be ambitious for the things he calls us to do and not just sit around and wait for something to happen, which is what a lot of people do. God wants us to strive forward and move toward the goal he set before us.
Maybe you're asking, how do I move forward in life? In his book, Forward, Discovering God's Presence and Purpose in Your Tomorrow, Dr. Jeremiah answers with a biblical strategy to help you find and stay in the center of God's constant, unfolding plan for you. no matter what circumstances or challenges have slowed your momentum. Forward is yours when you give a gift of any amount in support of this program. And in appreciation of your gift of $75 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will send you the Forward Set. Plus, with your book or set, Dr. Jeremiah will also send you his Move Forward Motivation Cards to help you keep the lessons of Forward front and center each day. God has more for you. It's not time to stop. It's time to move forward. Request the Forward book or set when you support Turning Point today.
I want you to meet a friend of mine, a man who is a perfect example of someone God moved forward in life, even when he could have stopped. Tom's story so impressed me, I put it in my new book. I think his story will inspire you as well and will challenge you to find an area of your life where God can still work mightily through you. When Tom could have looked backward, he moved forward. In the summer of 2002, Tom Heyer was looking forward to beginning his 40th year of teaching high school math. One morning, as he and his wife took their regular prayer walk together, God spoke to Tom and turned his life upside down, telling him it was time to set aside teaching because he had something else for Tom to do. Since teaching had been his whole life, he had no idea what God was up to, but he was about to find out. Tom followed God's direction and retired from teaching. However, in his retirement, he continued to be active and started a weekly men's Bible study at Shadow Mountain Community Church in San Diego, California. Because of his strong leadership of the group, he was asked if he'd be willing to take another step forward and lead our church's prison ministry. Tom accepted the challenge. Today, as Tom closes in on the 17th year in prison ministry, God has opened doors to reach everyone impacted by incarceration, inmates, parolees, ex-offenders, spouses, children, other family members, even correctional officers and prison staff. Each week, 40 different Shadow Mountain team members go into 8 different prisons, holding roughly 30 meetings a month, with an average of over 600 inmates in attendance, sharing God's love with men, women, and youth. After hearing that Christmas is the loneliest time of the year for those incarcerated, Tom made it his mission to help them and their families during the holiday season. On the Saturday before Christmas, a huge party is hosted for the children of incarcerated parents. Our church hosts hundreds of families that would be forgotten were it not for this incredible ministry. For those behind bars, they are on the receiving end of what we like to call the Great Christmas Card Mailout. Last Christmas, hundreds of volunteers in San Diego, under the direction of Tom Heyer and his team, sent out over 15,000 Christmas cards to inmates. Today, thanks to Tom's leadership, the Shadow Mountain Prison Ministry is one of the largest church-sponsored prison ministries in America. And it all started in the life of one man who had just retired. Tom Heyer could have looked back at everything he had accomplished and chosen to be done, but instead, he saw a need and answered God's call. He was prepared to move forward, and God did just that. Moved Tom forward. You know, moving forward isn't a challenge for only those past retirement age. It's also a call to greater life purpose and practice, no matter what your age, young, old, or any stage of life. I've invited someone to join me today who I believe understands and reaches the next generation better than anyone else I know. Levi Lesko is the founder and lead pastor of Fresh Life Church in Montana, Wyoming, Oregon, and Utah. He's the best-selling author of Through the Eyes of a Lion, Swipe Right, and I Declare War. Levi also travels the world speaking about Jesus. He and his wife, Jenny, have one son, Lennox, and four daughters, Olivia, Daisy, Clover, and Lenya, who is in heaven. Welcome to the studio, Levi Lesko.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Dr. Jeremiah, for having me on. Congratulations on this important book message forward. And your voice has meant so much to me throughout my ministry. I'll never forget, you know, teaching through Revelation, reading your stuff alongside it and listening to you. I taught through Song of Solomon years back and listened to you every single week going through it. You've made a big difference in my life and ministry, so thank you for that.
Well, that's really encouraging to me. Thank you. Somebody told me this is your first event that you've done in a long time, and we're doing this Zoom event, but we got to take what we can get and do the best with it. And it means a great deal to me that you would take some time to do this with us. I have to tell you, I got 22 endorsements for the book Forward, but yours was the coolest of all of them.
Well, I just think your message is so needed. This message is so needed. It's so easy to live backwards facing, whether through a pain you faced or through something that was taken away from you or what you wish things used to be like. When I was reading your book, I was so inspired and so excited for people to read it, because I think it's so easy to live in the past and to miss out on what's next. And I think with God, what's next is always greater than what's now. And so we really can, and that's not, yes, Frank Sinatra, the best is yet to come, but that really is all over the pages of Scripture. God mm-hmm. is always preparing a new thing, always preparing new wine that's better than the old wine. And I think he saves his best wine for the end of the feast. That's how God works. And if we're willing to stay yielded and stay humble, and like you said, stay forward facing, there's no end to what he could do. And I love that you're encouraging disillusioned people to fight and to stay in the ring and to believe that God has more.
What I've written about, what I've been talking about, what we're doing here today in this conversation and what we're producing in this room, it's about going forward instead of staying stuck. And I know you've had some experiences in your life where you've had to do that. Can you just tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the most painful for sure was when our daughter passed away at the age of 5 and went to heaven. That was out of nowhere. She wasn't sick. She had an asthma attack 5 days before Christmas. And I had spent the whole day writing a sermon actually to preach at Christmas services. And that was just devastating. And it was so hard to face that new normal, you know, and yet God gave us that strength for that. And, you know, I just would encourage you to know that that's what the Holy Spirit's there for. And I think that as often as we're willing to ask God for help to move forward, he's going to give us strength and comfort to deal with it.
In that book you wrote about your daughter, which I read not dry-eyed, I have to tell you, you gave an illustration that more than anything I've ever read helps to explain what we go through when we go through grief. And you compared it to a woman giving birth to a child and how she gets ready for that and what happens. Can you just share that with us?
Yeah, so, and thank you for those kind words. It was such an honor to write that book. And I feel like it's every time someone's written me and told me that that book encouraged them, it just helps give me purpose in the pain. And I think that's one of the things that helps us get through hard things is sharing comfort with others. The Bible says, comfort you receive, you've got to give. And I think when we do that, it helps us heal. And that's what helps the irritant turn into a pearl. Because mm-hmm. that's what happens to an oyster. It's dirt. It's something that hurts. But if it's coated with enough layers of pearl, it becomes something valuable. And that's what we need to do in our hardships. But that illustration is that grief is like having a baby backwards, you know, and that's, you eventually come to a place of joy, but it starts with the devastation and the hardship. And so there's going to be just like the pangs of childbirth coming on, onset, you know, all that, it eventually gets more and more separated and further apart, but there's going to be waves of grief that come along that you don't predict and you don't expect. But if we can endure those hard things, there can eventually come the great joy that is what God wants to produce in us, that pearl of great price through the hardship. Hmm.
Well, I know this, it meant a great deal to me, and I've actually used it to help people that I've talked to who are going through grief. You know, that just as the pain that you have when you're going to have a child, the pain gets harder and closer together, more intense, and then you have the baby. In the pain that you feel when you lose somebody, it's exactly the opposite. You have the intense pain at the beginning, and then little by little, the pain is less intense, and the pains are further apart. And that was just a great illustration, Levi. I don't know how you got that, but
I just was realizing, like, man, I feel like at the beginning phase when she was first gone, at first you're shocked. When in shock, not all bets are off. That's just shock. But then it's debilitating, almost like a contraction, they call it in childbirth. A contraction of grief would come upon you, and it would just like knock you down for 4 minutes, 3 minutes, and then you kind of get through it. And I just noticed they would get less and less intense in how often they would hit me. Now it's pretty rare that something like that would hit me. I might have a little bit of sadness, but I'm actually now, Dr. Jeremiah, able to miss my daughter and be happy at the exact same time and pull her into a moment in memory and not and have that sadness almost be a gift. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's that piece that passes understanding. And if you just, so many people turn to substances in grief to numb it, but if you just grit and bear it a little bit with the Holy Spirit's help, you'll eventually get through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's very helpful. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you would take time to talk with us. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Have you ever imagined what you could accomplish if you could tap into the strength and might of the Creator? Have you ever questioned how you could use your God-given gifts to bless others and find great personal fulfillment? Have you ever wondered how God's power and your plans could come together to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God? It's time to move forward and find out. In my teaching series, Forward, I discuss 10 ways that God provides for us to be unchained from the things that are holding us back so that we can discover His great purpose in life. I will give you 10 steps as a biblical pathway to help you move beyond the pain of the present to a hope-filled future. Here's a look at Forward, the teaching series. Keep pressing forward, trusting God to make a way. Stay committed to what's best, for the Lord takes things from there and He will take them to places you never dreamed. Find out what God wants you to do. Make it your number one thing, and then organize your life around that one thing. And God will move you forward into His grace in a way that will surprise you and everybody who knows you. As you focus on His purpose, His perspective, His plan, and His prize, He will guide you on the journey forward. Commit yourself to following the Lord to the best of your ability. Soon you will enjoy the adventure of discovering and living for one thing, step by step and day by day. His will for you is not earthly comfort, but divine courage. Courage in the face of opposition. Courage in the face of cultural change. Courage when confronted with the unknown. God will never choose safety for us if it will cost significance. God created us to count and not to be counted. This is your time to move forward. This is my time to move forward out of the safe zone, into the faith zone, and going forward. God has given us a manual. When we're trying to pursue our dream and we don't know what's next, we have to realize the answer to what's next is in that book. And if we will absorb ourselves in that book, if we will just allow ourselves to let that book wash over our soul, God will show us what to do. Good Christians are positive. We need positive Christian optimists. We need people who walk around looking like Jesus really is everything that they say He is and that He's making a difference in their lives. there is a little space I do have some control of, and it's the space of my heart and mind. And the Bible tells me that if I fill my heart and my mind with God's truth, that gives me the greatest advantage to come through whatever stress I'm going through and stay positive with my hands up high. In this life, we're either moving away from our treasure or we're moving toward it. If we've invested everything in the things of this earth, little by little, we're moving away from it, and one day we'll leave it entirely. But if we've invested in the things of heaven, we're not moving away from it, we're moving toward it. The reward for what we've done here will be so palpable, no one will miss it. When you give to the eternal word of God, you give to the eternal souls of men and women. You're investing in a way that can never, ever be taken from you. And your reward and your investment is waiting for you when you arrive in heaven. Are you ready for God to use you? You may think, well, I finally got to the end, now I can. No, if you're a Christian, you may discover that God will do the greatest things in your life at the end than all the things he's ever done in your life up until that point.
Maybe you're asking, how do I move forward in life? In his book, Forward, Discovering God's Presence and Purpose in Your Tomorrow, Dr. Jeremiah answers with a biblical strategy to help you find and stay in the center of God's constant unfolding plan for you, no matter what circumstances or challenges have slowed your momentum. Forward is yours when you give a gift of any amount in support of this program. And in appreciation of your gift of $75 or more, Dr. Jeremiah will send you the Forward set. Plus, with your book or set, Dr. Jeremiah will also send you his Move Forward motivation cards to help you keep the lessons of Forward front and center each day. God has more for you. It's not time to stop. It's time to move forward. Request the Forward book or set when you support Turning Point today.
So I'm sitting here today with Anthony Evans. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how are you? Glad to be here, Pastor.
I think we've been knowing your family, I figured it out, over 50 years.
Has it been over 50 years?
Yeah, because I've been in San Diego 39. I was in Fort Wayne for 12. And I met your dad coming out of seminary at Dallas. And I've been in your home and I've been in your church.
Sir.
And it's so much fun to have you. And we wanted to talk with you about what's going on in your life and kind of share a little bit of the vision that we have for this. Before I do that, tell me, how's your family doing?
We are doing well, given the circumstances. You know, over the 2 years of crisis in our family with losing 7 people, which you know a lot about all that, mm-hmm. but we were losing family members left and right, and it kind of culminated with my dad losing his father in November, and then our mom passing away December 30th, so right after that. So it's been a heavy time, but it's been a moment of us coming closer, becoming closer as a family, really it's been hard. I can't mm-hmm. sit here and act like we're good now. So yeah. I'm trying to, it's been hard, but we've been pushing through.
You know, I knew your mother a little bit because mm-hmm. Whenever I would come, your dad would always have me come over afterwards and we'd sit
hang
in that
out.
Cozy living room that you have and talk and eat.
Yes.
but I had the privilege of coming to the service mm-hmm. That honored your mother. I came away from that service so overwhelmingly impressed with the life your mother had. She mm-hmm. was an amazing woman.
Yes, yes.
And she touched so many lives, and I was so moved by her and all the people. They so honored her.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with her and so grateful for what God is doing in your life. Tell me about what's happening with you these days.
Well, what's happening is we've all made it, the four of us, my siblings and I, have just made it our main goal in life to support our dad. But this whole scenario has made me pivot in that I'm supporting my dad in the area of production. Eight years ago, I moved to Los Angeles not knowing what it was gonna be for, big picture wise, but production became a part of my DNA. And so now in this day and age where everything's digital and cameras and all that stuff, my dad is like, Anthony, we need you to come in and do what you've been doing in LA here. So I've been home producing stuff.
Well, that's probably why it's gotten so much better.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
Thanks, I appreciate
that's
that.
That's true.
I can tell you all the friends, this is great.
You have been singing and you do some writing too.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You've managed to stay in the place where you can communicate to people across the whole spectrum, mm-hmm. both of music and the church.
Yes. And it's, I didn't know that that's where we'd be, but my dad always said, Anthony, do not compromise. Don't compromise your peace. Don't compromise your calling. And back in those days where I didn't fit, I had the choice of trying to fit. And he was like, if you become known for not being yourself, you will always have to not be yourself as it relates to your career. So do not do what it takes and compromise your peace, because success is not, you can't go write a check for peace. So you make peace the centerpiece of success and your calling, and then it comes full circle. And I guess he's obviously telling me that from experience, and that's what the four of us have all done.
Well, you know, whatever it is that's behind all of it, obviously I think it's the Spirit of God.
For sure.
Your sister, mm-hmm. you, all the people in your family, you're such a blessing to this, to the church, and
Thank you.
So thankful to know you. Let me ask you if you're recording anything right now.
Actually, right now, our family is just writing down these, what we've all been through, we're kind of just collectively writing that right now, and that's kind of landing on me to get all those thoughts organized, and so that's been more the project.
Well, you know, the stories that come out of real life they're the best ones, mm-hmm. and they mean the most. What was the main thing that catapulted you out of, okay, I've been here now, it's time to get going again?
Yeah, I think what catapulted me out was God's grace in these moments. And it's very hard to explain, but knowing how emotionally, I'm just the artist one. Like, my dad was worried most about me when all this was going on with our family, because he thought, Anthony, he's gonna be the one to be like, I'm out, can't do this, this is too much for me. Mm-hmm. But to experience God's, there are nuggets of grace moments that he gave me as it relates to moments I had with my mom, or different, just peace he's given me in my heart in spite of all this. That has propelled me forward, actually feeling God, not necessarily change all the circumstances, because we were praying for our mom to be healed, but he has changed my heart in the way that I'm handling the circumstances. And I know that it's him doing it, because I'm not mm-hmm. built this way to handle
this
well.
So it's been an opportunity for you to see how God has created a special thing in you for this time, for he's taken over.
Yeah.
And that's what you find out, that in spite of the fact, if you were to look forward to that and say, I can't go through that.
Yeah.
This is gonna take me out. But as you walk with him day by day and watch him work in your life, you find out everything that you and I have been telling everybody for all these years is true. God is enough.
Exactly. And now it's from a different place, because it's the depth of experience, which you're saying.
Just right. You know, we used to say it because it was in the Bible.
Yes, because I believe it.
And now it's in the Bible still, but it's not only in the Bible, it's in our life.
Yes.
And that's when you really, that's when it becomes powerful.
Absolutely.
And it helps you.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, it's a thrill to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And I don't know what music God has laid on your heart, but we want to hear some music. So I know you brought your guys along, and your team is here. We set you up here on our beautiful stage. And
absolutely.
What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing a song called Watch What He Will Do, because the songs I'm singing now are all songs that were ministering to me when I was going through the loss of my mom, especially. So I recorded Watch What He Will Do for my mom to listen to as she was fighting cancer with every last cell in her body. You know, she was fighting.
I know.
This is a song I recorded for her to encourage her, and in turn, I want your audience to be encouraged. This isn't gimmicky music. I am making music because it's the heart of me to communicate a message that
encourages
your
This is not music just to have a song. This is a song that came out of your heart.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Evans.
Bring your shackles, every shadow, and lay them all down at the empty tomb. Bring your stresses, every question, and lay them all down at the empty tomb, at the empty tomb. And watch what he will do, watch what he will do. If he conquered the grave, then there's nothing too great. Watch what he will do. possessions, every treasure, and lay them all down, lay them all down at the empty tomb, at the empty tomb, and watch what he better get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your joy. You better get ready for revival. 'Cause it's coming, it's coming. You better get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your joy. You better.
Before we end this special presentation of Forward, I would like to take a moment to pray for our country. In many ways, it's time for America to move forward beyond the events of this past year that have confused us, paralyzed us, and divided us. As Christians, we have a responsibility to be good citizens, and that includes not only voting our values, but praying for our nation. We stand at a critical moment in our country's history. So much of our future is at stake, and we must pray, and pray fervently. So if you're watching this program here in America or around the world, would you join me as I pray for America? We face critical decisions before us in the coming days, perhaps a turning point in our nation's history. May God shed His grace on America and unite this country once again. So wherever you are, let's pray together. Dear Father, living in uncertain times, You are a certain God. Seeing turmoil all around us, You are the peace within us. And though the future may seem dim, You are the light that illuminates our path forward. Make us one nation under God. May we remember the high cost that was paid to live in one nation, a nation under God.
May we not be fractured by politics or pettiness, but stand together as an indivisible people, ready to face the challenges of our future. May we graciously live within the freedom and liberty endowed to us by our Creator. And may we seek justice for all, no matter their race, color, or creed. Make us one nation under God. Though imperfect, let us become a more perfect union. Sometimes divided, let us learn to live indivisibly. And at times ungrateful, let we the people be grateful for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In you, God, we trust to heal the wounds of our past. Give us strength to endure the trials of today and provide guidance to live together in a more peaceful tomorrow. Make us one nation under God. May your word direct us, your promises keep us, your power protect us, and your purpose restore us. May our courage propel us, love define us, humility constrain us, and faith unite us. Make us one nation under God. Father, we are blessed beyond measure, thankful beyond words, and hopeful beyond imagination. Make us one nation under God. One nation under God.
There are countless books and opinions in the world today on how to move forward in life. But before you begin moving forward, you should know God's plan for you. Imagine a tomorrow where you discover your God-given purpose, maximize your mindset, prioritize your time, overcome your fears, outlive your life, fulfill your purpose, and receive your eternal reward. Wouldn't that be amazing? The steps to discovering God's presence and purpose in your life present a pathway forward. No matter who you are, what your age, what your circumstances, or what you desire to do, God has a perfect plan for you. Isn't it time to move forward? Thank you for spending this time with me. From all of us here at Turning Point, thank you for your faithful support of this ministry as we continue delivering the unchanging Word of God to an ever-changing world. And with God's presence and power, I pray that you will move forward into an exciting tomorrow.